Bend is sort of rural, if I understand this correctly. And it's also going to be about a 12 to 16 foot storm surge is going to be damage on top of damage. And people, older people, trailers, worn out houses that have never taken this kind of shock before. Team Rubicon will be there with the hammer and the nails next week. And Team Rubicon got started 20 years ago, and I declined the invitation to join their board because I don't join any boards for a variety of reasons having to do with conflicts. But I would have, but for the fact that I'm on the air, and I can tell you this without any conflict, they do the job. They draw on America's veterans and first responders who are already motivated to do more, and they do it every time. Like, they're already in Maui. And the reality is, you get a lot of groups that spring up after every disaster, and they're locally homegrown groups, and they're great. God bless them. They're not efficient. All right, they're just not efficient. I've seen it in Maui. And God bless those people. They're trying to do a lot of things, and a lot of people want to help, and they go to the local group, and it's just not efficient. And I believe in efficiency. You want to drive your dollars where they get. You're gonna be heartbroken by what you see in the next 24 hours before I come back on the air. You're going to be heartbroken because it's going to be bad. And you're going to want to help, and that's great. Please do. Do it with the Salvation Army or Team Rubicon. I don't know that Food for the Poor works down there. I just have no idea. But I do know that Salvation Army USA will be there because I know Ken and Jolene Hodder, and you can trust them. And I know the folks at Team Rubicon, and you can trust them. And it's just straight out help. So don't sit there and just watch the Weather Channel all day. I know a lot of you like to do that, and I understand why. We put our eyes on disaster. Same thing happened after Maui. The same thing happens after every hurricane, and this one's going to be bad. Category 3 hitting an area that with a 16-foot storm surge. Goodness gracious. I really have no idea what that means, but it does mean catastrophic consequences for some individual. If you want to help people rebuild their house, that's what Team Rubicon does. They will be down there, and they will be working with hammer and nails, and they send experienced people, and they know what they're doing. If you want to help people who just need some food and water and shelter, that's the Salvation Army, and they do it for everybody. All right, this whole nonsense that they went woke, that's just nonsense. That's an internet meme that's not true. The Salvation Army is not woke, like the opposite of woke. They're the hands and eyes and ears of the poor and the lost and the least, and they always do it best, and they will be there. So go over to Salvation Army USA. I posted the link for both of those in my X account, formerly known as Twitter. So if you're going to do anything today, do that. But a 12 to 16-foot storm surge, that's catastrophic. That's up there with Katrina-like winds and storm surge. Now, Katrina's loss of life was because the levees fell apart and New Orleans was being run by incompetent people and Louisiana was being run by incompetent people, and W just waited too long to take over from the incompetent people because he was trying to let the states do their job. The real history of Katrina. You know, when I think back to how Katrina was covered and how Maui's been covered, or how Ohio and the train crash was covered, it is coverage by omission. They just don't show you what President Biden didn't do, what he didn't say, and how he doesn't know where he is often and doesn't really. We don't have a commander-in-chief. But we've got a governor in Florida who knows what he's doing. And so the state will do the best that it can be done, but they're going to need private help as well. Salvation Army USA, Team Rubicon, go to HughHewitt.com. The grand old pod today has got a lot of the political stuff I didn't put up. You got to be a member of the universe to get that. Getting some criticism that we're not on YouTube anymore. Look, YouTube's rules just kept taking me down because we play music. I'm not going to do that anymore. Screw it. If you want every minute of every show without the commercials or the embeds, you go to HughHewitt.com. You go to Universe.com and subscribe. The daily podcast continues. It'll be Glenn Youngkin and Mike Gallagher today. And I'll be back tomorrow with updates on Florida. God bless those people, and stay safe, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
But you absolutely, positively need the truth. This is where you turn. This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-352-1384 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-352-1384. That's 800-352-1384. What do you have to lose? Call 800-352-1384. Again, 800-352-1384.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Nobody has you covered like Dollar Loan Center with signature loans up to $5,000 in minutes. We have over 50 locations, and to celebrate 25 years, this year we're going all out. Offering new customers the chance to experience the DLC like never before for free. You heard it right. No fees at all and free interest for a week. Borrow up to $5,000 and keep it for a week. Then all you owe us back is the principal. Stop by one of our over 50 gorgeous locations in Nevada and Utah, and our awesome Dollar Loan Center staff will tell you all about it. Apply at don'tbebroke.com. Give us a call or find a Dollar Loan Center near you. And remember, at DLC, your first loan is free in 2023.
FEMA means if you pay off your loan for a week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Hurricane Idalia arrived right on time this morning along Florida's Gulf Coast, making landfall near Keaton Beach, southeast of Tallahassee. Governor Ron DeSantis urging Floridians not to grow complacent or get careless.
Don't put your life at risk by doing anything dumb at this point. This thing's powerful. If you're inside, just hunker down until it gets past you. You don't want to be messing around with these winds. There's going to be things flying all over the place. Obviously, if you're in a place that's close to the coast and you see that surge, that's going to be legitimate surge. It's going to be a big deal, and it's going to be very, very dangerous.
Water everywhere, bringing this word of caution from Matt Bruce at AM 860 The Answer in Tampa.
People have to be very careful if they go outside at all, not to go walking through standing water that they don't know the depth of it.
Idalia arrived as a dangerous Category 3 storm, 125-mile-per-hour winds, after having achieved Cat 4 status while feeding off the warm waters of the Gulf. The National Weather Service calls it an unprecedented event for the Big Bend region, with no record of a direct hit from a hurricane ever. The storm's impact has been felt far south along the Gulf Coast, and it's expected to be felt across central and northern Florida before the storm moves across South Georgia and then up into the Carolinas in the coming few days. The official death toll, 115, on fire-ravaged Maui as crews wrap up the search in the burn zone. Now attention will turn to cleaning up the toxins released by the devastating fire. Second quarter economic growth, in the U.S. economy has been revised downward from 2.4 to 2.1%. And on Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 37 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 3. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at
This is your KMTK News Flash. The former owner of the Alpine Motel Apartments wants involuntary manslaughter charges dropped against him in connection with the deadliest residential fire in Las Vegas' history. Adolfo Orozco pleaded not guilty to six counts of involuntary manslaughter in connection with the deadly fire at the Alpine Motel Apartments that happened back in December of 2019, killing six, injuring 13 others. Orozco's attorneys contend that involuntary manslaughter charges require proof of an act, which prosecutors have not done beyond alleging ordinary negligence. That's the case being made by Orozco's attorneys. Now, District Judge Jacqueline Bluth has not said when she would rule on that dismissal request. You'll get one more chance to celebrate the success of the Henderson Little League All-Stars as a city is holding a parade in their honor. That parade will happen Saturday morning, September 9th, over at 10 o'clock. It begins at 10 o'clock, that is, at the team's home field at Mission Hills Park. It'll end with a party at Water Street Plaza. The Henderson All-Stars qualified for the Little League World Series after winning the Mountain Region Championship. They lost their first game at Williamsport, but they won two more before being knocked out by Nolensville, Tennessee. And we may still be enduring those triple-digit temperatures, summer and all, but it's never too early to think about how to celebrate winter. Enchant Christmas has announced ticket pre-sales for its upcoming holiday event. Pre-sale tickets to be available beginning September 6th. Enchant Christmas will run from November 24th through the 31st of December at Las Vegas Ballpark in Summerlin. This year's festivities will include the world's largest Christmas light maze, a Christmas village, an ice skating rink, some live entertainment, and of course a chance to visit with jolly old St. Nick and Mrs. Claus. General ticket sales begin September 12th. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet,
located on 215 and South Rainbow,
home of the...
One minor accident left over on I-95 northbound. I leave in the Spaghetti Bowl. This is near Valley View. It's on the left shoulder. Just one car involved there. 95 northbound near Valley View off to the left. Already seeing the southbound slowdown on 15 out of the Spaghetti Bowl. On down toward Russell Road, the braking starts near Sahara because of this one. Looks like just too many cars going the same way at the same time. No accidents being reported on I-15. Also working out one on the west side of town on Jones at 95. Sunny and hot, highs near 109 again today. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles per hour. It's 84 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settle. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local. Good to have you with us. On this program, over the course of years, we have covered a lot of issues dealing with veterans because I'm a firm believer that we as a nation have an obligation to our veterans, that essentially we've kind of did a bargain, you know. Essentially, you go, you serve honorably, you protect us, you keep us safe. And when you come home, we'll take care of you. The problem is that so many times we have not fulfilled our end of the bargain, and that's what's kind of sad. Are we fulfilling our obligation to our vets? Let's check in with Dr. Paul Lawrence. He's the former Undersecretary for Benefits in the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the author of a brand-new book, Veterans Benefits for You. Dr. Lawrence, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for being a part of the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and thanks for caring about veterans.
Are we fulfilling our obligation to our vets? I mean, so many times you hear the horror stories about VA hospitals and things like that and waiting lists. How are we doing on that front?
We're doing pretty well, but I think that's a low standard, right? We ask these folks to enlist in the military and give us the world's best military, and then we come back and say, it's an okay VA. I think we should have high expectations for world-class service, health care, and benefits for our veterans, and under that scale, we really are coming up short.
I want to ask you, because your book, I think, is fascinating in that it's kind of an A to Z deal of how we service these veterans. How does a veteran apply for benefits? Let's go back to the beginning. How do they apply, and how long does it take to get into the system?
So they can apply by going to va.gov, and it can be a little overwhelming. So a lot of them, we suggest you get no-cost assistance from a veteran service officer. These are folks at like Wounded Warrior Project, American Legion, and even your State Department of Veterans Affairs who have been trained to help navigate the system. To get in, it shouldn't take that long, but if you apply for benefits, it could take months while they render a decision.
Do all veterans earn these benefits? Does it depend on the theater you served in or anything like that?
No. Once you're a veteran, you have an honorable discharge, and even then there's some exceptions, you are eligible for benefits from the VA.
Does age make a difference at all?
No, and that's a really good question. A lot of people didn't mess with this when they got out. Now, years later, they wake up and say, gee, I should have applied. I should have understood it. It does not matter your age. You can always come back.
What benefits are available to family members? I know we always talk about how veterans serve our country, but their families serve as well. Can you talk a little bit about what's out there for families?
Certainly, and this is really a function of what the situation of the veteran is. So it's really important we remind veterans that even though you're fine and you don't think you need anything, if something happens to you, your family gets benefits. And that, because, you know, so you need to enroll and tell your family you're there. It could include a small tax-free monthly payment. It could include a free education, the ability to purchase a home with no money down, even a small pension if they fall on hard times. So we really need to remind veterans to think about not only themselves, but their families.
You touched on the GI Bill. I know so many people who have benefited from the GI Bill, but there have been changes over the years to the education benefit. Can you talk a little bit about what has changed?
Certainly. Well, the first thing was the time limitation. Before 2017, you had 15 years to do it, and if you missed the 15 years, there wasn't anything. Now this benefit will last forever. It's called the Forever GI Bill. You're right, it's for 4 years of college if you've served honorably for 3 years, but a lot of people don't want to go to college anymore, so you can use it for things like certificates and credentials. This is intense training for a short period of time, which is validates that you have some skills. And the other thing we need to remember is what jobs that we often sort of, you know, poo-pooed in the past now are really important. You know, learn how to become an electrician, an HVAC repair person, a truck driver, you know, things like this that really are path to six-figure income. You can also use your GI Bill for that.
Again, Dr. Paul Lawrence joining us, the former Undersecretary for Benefits in the U.S., the new book, Veterans Benefits for You. We've all seen the TV commercials about veterans being able to get real estate benefits, the home loan guarantee benefit help for veterans. Can you talk a little bit about the program, what it's designed to do, and how veterans can access this program?
Certainly. It's designed to increase home ownership for veterans. It's the ability to purchase a home with no money down. And just think about the difference maker this really is. Civilian counterparts have to save for a down payment. Veterans can purchase it with no money down. They don't pay the private mortgage insurance, and often the interest rate on a VA guaranteed loan is slightly lower than the market because of the security. The way they do that is they go to purchase a home, and when they go to arrange financing, they simply say, I want to use my VA guaranteed loan. Some real estate agents don't know how to do this, but VA can help you do that. So it's a pretty straightforward process. Just going to make sure people understand it and are willing to sort of do that transaction with you.
What can we do? Because I run into, over the course of my travels, I see homeless veterans, and it's shocking how many veterans are homeless. What can we do to help these people?
Okay, well, here's something we can do. We can all do this, and people ask me this question all the time. I'm at a stoplight. I see a person with a sign. It says, homeless veterans, what can I do? And I'll give you this phone number twice. You can call the VA's homeless hotline. It's 877-424-3838. Again, the VA homeless hotline, 877-424-3838. You call this number, they'll ask, where did you see this person? Get a location. They will send somebody to try to figure out if that person is a veteran and get them help. This is a really good question because there are lots of resources available from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. We just got to find these veterans and connect them to the VA.
Are you surprised that we have as many homeless veterans as we do? I mean, I would think in a developed country like the United States of America, we would, over the years, have been able to figure that out. Why can't we figure out this problem with homeless veterans?
Yeah, I don't know if the word surprise. I'm just disappointed. There's so many programs at the VA to deal with it. I have not figured out why this continues to exist. I just don't know. You know, so that's why I encourage everybody, call that number. Let's find these folks and bring them in to get some assistance.
Paul, tell me about the book and what's in it.
Well, I wanted to answer the question I used to get asked, and I continue to get asked. Gee, I didn't understand, what are all the benefits I'm eligible for? How comes I can't understand them? So I tried to make it a comprehensive listing of the benefits, easy to read. We love lawyers, but sometimes the stuff they write is impossible to understand. Easy to read, and step-by-step instructions of how to access them, how to apply. So I want to make it all there, if not for you, if someone you know, or as you pointed out, maybe a family member.
How can people pick up this book? Because this is fascinating, and if you are a veteran or you have a family member that's a veteran, they need to know this information.
Yeah, Veterans Benefits for You is available where books are sold, but you know, most people get everything on Amazon. It's also on Amazon.
Paul, thanks so much. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Really appreciate it, and keep doing the good work that you've been up to.
Thank you. You too.
There you go. Veterans Benefits for You. It is available right now on Amazon and better booksellers everywhere. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Our brand new hours, 6 to 9 a.m. as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, the Biden crime family under siege, 5,400 emails. What do we know about them? Where does it potentially lead? Why do they exist? We will discuss.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tinus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just love it. I just love it. As essentially cities, blue cities, are now begging, they are begging the federal government to bail them out. They're asking for billions, with a B, billions of dollars to pay for illegals who have come to these blue cities. And in fact, people are protesting in the streets of places like New York City and Washington, D.C. It's incredible what is going on. Elise Stefanik is a Republican, and she has been fighting the immigration battles in New York City. I want you to listen to Elise Stefanik and the battle that's going on right now in these so-called blue cities. Here it is.
Well, let's take a step back, Brett. This is a crisis of the Democrats' making. We've seen a historic surge at not only our southern border, but at our northern border as well, over 5.8 illegal crossings since Joe Biden took office. And New York, including the governor, Governor Hochul, and Mayor Eric Adams, welcomed illegal migrants into New York State and into New York City. And now they're reaping the crises that have been created and the havoc this is causing. Not only do we not have the resources to pay for this, but 82% of New Yorkers say this is a serious issue in New York State. My colleague on Staten, Nicole Maliotakis, you just saw the footage, Brett. This is very serious. They're being housed in our schools. Our health care facilities are getting overrun. We need to secure the border. House Republicans have done that, passing the strongest secure the border package in our nation's history. And yet Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden fail to act.
You mentioned that 82%. That comes from Siena College poll. 82% of New Yorkers call recent influx of migrants a serious problem. 51% disapprove of Governor Hochul's job addressing the influx. You know, we talk